Welcome back to Goals and Glory with your hosts, Zach,
Porter,
and Hayden.
On the show, we catch you up on all the latest soccer news and scores. Plus, we play various fun games surrounding the beautiful game. Today, we're going to be talking about the El Clasico, which is a rivalry game between Barcelona and Real Madrid in Spain, and all the FA Cup games that happened in England between Man United in Coventry and Man City versus Chelsea.
We're also going to be talking about Bayer Leverkusen's incredible unbeaten streak and the fixture they had recently played versus Dortmund. So guys, what do you think about the games from this weekend, starting with El Clasico?
I think it was a 3-2 win for Real Madrid, and I think it was a pretty lucky game for Madrid because I thought Barcelona were playing pretty good, and Real Madrid managed to snag a goal at the end due to poor defending from Barcelona.
I think that also refereeing in like all the top leagues is a reoccurring issue, as we saw in this game, where they needed goal line technology in the La Liga and they didn't have it, as Lamine Yamal clearly scored a goal and was over the line, but they didn't call it because they didn't have goal line technology. So I think they need to get that. And I think also Lamine Yamal was a standout player. He played really well in this game. I think Barcelona, they were unlucky not to get a win or a draw out of this game.
Yeah, Barcelona was playing a great game. I believe Real Madrid should have like played way better, just with all the star power they have of like Bellingham and Rodrigo and all those guys. That's my take.
Yeah, I don't think Real Madrid dominated in any means, but this win for them makes it clear favorites for winning the title. So I think Madrid's gonna win the La Liga this year. All right, now we're gonna be talking about Bayer Leverkusen's incredible run of form, as they are 45 games unbeaten and they keep it going against Dortmund. What do you think about it, Porter?
Yeah, just such an incredible game. In the 97th minute, there was a goal by Dantzic for Leverkusen to tie it up, which is absolutely insane. And that's what gave Leverkusen the tie. They were almost beaten. They're unbeaten this season, 45-0, as Zach said. It was just a crazy game. A lot of penalties on the Dortmund side, which kind of cost them the game overall. And yeah, what do you think, Hayden?
I think like Leverkusen always finds a way to like tie it or win the game at the final moments. Like in the Europa League when they were playing against West Ham, they were down 1-0. But they're still up on aggregate, 2-1. They found a way and they scored and they kept the unbeaten streak going.
Yeah, I think it's part of their culture there at Bayer Leverkusen, the always believe, never lose. And I think that's what Xabi Alonso, their coach, has done really well coming into the team, because he's really just set the mindset that there's always a chance, and they've never lost this season. So I think he's done a great job.
Yeah, this is turning out to be one of the best seasons in the Bundesliga, like maybe ever.
Now we're going to be talking about the FA Cup games. First, we're going to be talking about the Coventry versus Man United game. Man United being up 3-0, and then Coventry coming back to make it 3-3, sending it to PKs. And unfortunately, the comeback couldn't be pulled off, and Man United won 4-2 in PKs. I think it was a good game for Man United, but poorly executed at the end defensively, as they conceded 3 goals, and it wasn't the greatest from them.
I think it's shocking from Man United being 3-0 up with 20 minutes left, cruising in the game, full momentum's with them, and then Coventry scores 3 goals, a championship side, by the way, a tier below the Premier League. They come back, score 3 goals. It's just not good enough from them. Their game management is terrible. Ten Hag, his tactics at the end of the game, I don't even know what he's doing. He should be sacked. Like, and the attitude from the players after they won in PKs, some of them were celebrating excessively, but some of them were like, damn, what did we do? How have we made this so hard for ourselves? And I think that should be the mindset, and they shouldn't be so happy after that terrible performance in the last half of the game.
Yeah, playing a league below, like, and almost losing to them, that's kind of embarrassing, because Man United's one of the top teams in the Prem. So I think there really needs to be an attitude shift over at Man United. I got high hopes for Coventry in the future. Maybe they can get promoted and make something happen in the Prem.
Yeah, all right, moving on to Man City versus Chelsea. A really disappointing game from a Chelsea fan standpoint, where they had the game in their hands, so many chances. They had, like, all the momentum with them the whole game. And as Man City were playing terrible, that was one of their worst games of the season, if not the worst. And they just couldn't score. And that's what you got to do in these type of games. You got to score to win. And they just couldn't do it. As Nicholas Jackson, he played a big role for Man City. And he was terrible for Chelsea, missing so many one-on-ones, missing many chances, as he was the guy that who should have changed the game.
Yeah, I think Nicholas Jackson sent more passes to Ederson than his own center backs did, which is pretty bad. And he was acting more of a player for Man City than he was for Chelsea. What do you think about the game, Porter?
Yeah, I think it was a really weird game. I believe Chelsea should have been dominated offensively. And with the 1-0 win with Bernardo Silva's goal against Chelsea, I mean, that's kind of embarrassing for Chelsea. They had it all, like, coming up and everything that whole game, but just could not pull off a goal, like Zach said. And, yeah, it's a not surprising win for Man City, but a really poor, like, overall job. Yeah.
And last up, we're going to be playing a game where it's called Guess the Club, and I'll name a couple of stats and things about the club, and you guys will try to guess what club it is. All right, the first club I have here is a club in the MLS. They were the first team to compete in the FIFA Club World Cup. They've won the U.S. Open Cup 4 times.
Is this the Seattle Sounders?
I think it's Seattle Sounders, too. Yeah.
Let's go. All
right, so you guys are 1-for-1. So now the second team I have here is a team who plays in the Serie A. They have 49 trophies. They've got a super, super strong fan base. And they're a top team in the Serie A right now. Who do you guys think it is?
I think it's Inter Milan.
I think it's AC Milan.
Porter!
No!
Hey!
Okay, so Porter's 2-for-2 and Zach's 1-for-2. The third team I have is a Premier League side. Domestically, they've won 6 Premier League titles, 5 of them being in the FA Cup. They've won 2 UEFA Champions League titles, 2 Europa League titles, and 1 UEFA Super Cup and 1 FIFA World Cup title.
Is this Chelsea FC?
Yes, it is.
Yes. I could not get that wrong.
Okay, so right now, Zach is 2-for-3 and Porter is 2-for-2 because he didn't make a guess on the last one. So the fourth club I have here is a La Liga side who's won 14.
Real Madrid.
Nope. 14 titles.
Barcelona.
Nope. And currently, they're not in the greatest form. They're a mid-table team.
Is this Sevilla?
Yes.
Yes.
So that means Zach has taken it all and Porter lost.
That's ball knowledge right there.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Goals and Glory. Make sure to keep tuning in to KMIH 889 The Bridge.